If you enjoyed a nice cup of tea this morning, there's a fair chance it came from here, the Brahmaputra Valley in Assam, northeast India. The region's warm and humid climate yields over 600 million tons of tea a year, half of India's total production. But last year, some tea estates were hit by harsh weather.
You see, this whole part is waterlogged. Whole part. There is no bush, all bush died. We planted again, new plantation, this small plant. Again, it is dying up.
Cement mixers are not a common sound on Assam's peaceful tea estates. But on Jyoti Kun's plantation, the local council is building a new drainage system to evacuate excess rainwater. Over half of Jyoti's crops were damaged by unusually heavy rains from April to July, followed by a period of drought in August.
Continuously waterlogging, because if waterlogging is there, the plant can't survive because root system is completely underwater. So it dies.
Like many producers in the area, Jyoti says alternating periods of heavy rain and drought have become a worrying pattern in recent years.
10 to 15 years ago, it was evenly distributed. But last 10 years, we have seen a lot of changes in weather condition. Lot of changes. Heavy rain, high temperature, there is drought in some month. July, August, September, actually normal condition in Assam, rain is there. But this year, July have handful rainfall is more than 2 months together. So completely area was flooded. Again, August, there is a drought, complete drought is there.
Could these changes be the result of global warming?
Hi, Mr. Baghat.
I met with Dr. Rajiv Baghat, chief scientist at the Tea Research Association in Jorhat. His team has been working on the impact of climate change for the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. He says that in the last 2 to 3 decades, rainfall is no longer evenly distributed across the year.
Not only that, the temperature is also rising. Our research has shown that temperature may not impact more if rainfall is equally distributed and it is good. But we have seen, while analyzing data for the last 100 years or so, the rainfall we have lost is around 200 plus millimeters.
And could you briefly outline how the weather will change in the next 35 years according to your predictions?
The weather will be more difficult in the coming years, that is by 2050. The rainfall will be disturbed. It will still decrease in this part of the world and temperatures will continue to rise.
So far, overall production doesn't seem to be affected since producers are investing in technology to cope with the change. In this field near Jorhat, automatic sprinklers have been introduced into the luscious greenery where rainfall used to be enough. In other estates, pumps and other drainage systems are also being used. But Manish Bagaria, who owns over 1,000 square meters of plantations in Assam, says these measures come at a cost.
Tea requires a lot of moisture. So what many companies right now are doing are using sprinklers and artificial way of irrigation in the plantations.
Was that not the case before?
No, it wasn't. We have been seeing this since last over 15 years, this change. Because this is very expensive way of doing cultivation. People only resort to it when they do the cost-benefit analysis. So you can imagine the amount people are losing because of the climate change.
You're rather optimistic that you can still cope with all this, though.
Yes, but the question is how long can we do? If we do not do something that helps us to stop this change in the years to come, it'll be difficult for the industry to survive.
Tea companies are now waking up to the reality of climate change. The world's second distributor, Tata Beverages, has commissioned the Tea Research Association to study its impact in Assam in the next 35 years. The group's preliminary report shows that if adaptive measures are not taken, most of Assam could become unsuitable for tea production by 2050. Jack Faraday for RFI, Guwahati.